Schultz, Hartman & Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
If you set a crime in motion but want to stop it before it takes place, have you legally abandoned the deal? The courts spelled out the rules in the case of the Craven criminal. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Jake Hobbs was a sullen man who worked as a part-time bartender. His wife had left him and taken all the cash they had and given their baby up for adoption. His creditors were hounding him, but he had one ace in the hole, a secret known only to him. One of Jake's regulars was Gus Harvey, who'd spent most of his life hunting gold in the area. Jake had learned that Gus had finally found a rich ore deposit. What's more, he had just sold it for cash and had a fat roll of $100 bills in his worn knapsack. Jake thought about what he could do with a handful of those bills, so he called on a couple of thugs he knew. "I'll tell you how you can get that loot and share it three ways, but you guys got to do it my way so the old guy don't get hurt, okay?" They agreed. So Jake told them how to reach Gus's shack in the hills. Weather permitting, the miner liked to cook his evening meal outdoors. They were to sneak up, rope and tie him, and then search his place for the knapsack. But after they'd left on their evil errand, Jake had second thoughts. What if they killed the old man? What if they were caught and squealed on him? But the bartender thought unhappily now it was too late. He was right. The two thugs got to Gus's cabin. They saw him at the campfire, but they decided against roping. One of them sneaked between the bushes and knocked him out with a swift blow. They found the knapsack in the shack. While they fingered the bills, Gus gained consciousness and slipped into the shack through the back door. He found his shotgun and shot one thug dead and wounded the other, who later confessed the whole story. Jake was charged with criminal conspiracy. The county attorney told the court, "This man gave information and advice of a criminal nature. He encouraged two friends to carry out the crime. They tried to do so. Under the law, Jake is as guilty as if he'd been personally present when the crime took place." Jake's attorney said, "Under the law, a person is not guilty who abandons the scheme to rob before it takes place. Here, Jake regretted his part as soon as his two accomplices left. He would have stopped them if he possibly could have done so, but he could not. Under the circumstances, he should not be found guilty." Should the Craven criminal be convicted? We'll find out what the court decided after this.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
If you set a crime in motion but want to stop it before it takes place, have you legally abandoned the deal? No, said an Idaho court. Change of heart is only part of such an abandonment. He could have notified the police and they would have stopped the crime, but he didn't. So he must be found guilty as charged. It's a point of law.
The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That's the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web. CBS News coming up next, and then we'll get to local news with Chris Walls after our weather updates. It is 8 o'clock here at KHUB, Fremont, Nebraska.
98.9 and 1340 KHUB, Fremont. You're running with the big dog.